At least 2 million people in northern India have been left homeless as the Ganges and other rivers, swollen by heavy monsoon rains, broken embankments, and submerged villages, fields, and religious sites. State officials said 500,000 hectares of agriculture land in top cane-growing state Uttar Pradesh were flooded, and the heavy rains could affect cotton output from Punjab and Haryana states. Spokesman for the Catholic Bishops Conference of India, Father Babu Joseph, says this year has seen an unusually long monsoon season.
I think several parts of India have been experiencing very unusual rains. Normally by the time September, middle or end of September, rains come to an end. But unfortunately, this year rains have been constantly happening, even in the month of September. Consequently, flooding has been a phenomenon in many parts of North India. Consequently, a lot of damage has happened. People have suffered, and there has been unprecedented damage happened due to the heavy floodings. I think the main damage would be to people who have been living on the banks of rivers that have been flooding these days. Their houses have been damaged, their property destroyed, and therefore I think it takes a while for them to return their normal life and rebuild their houses. Crops have been damaged, as well as other infrastructure like the roads and, you know, houses and other things have been damaged.